Good morning. May it please the Court. My name is Lewis Mills. I'm the public counsel for the state of Missouri. This case follows on the heels of case number SC88390, in which this Court issued a writ of mandamus against the Public Service Commission and ordered the Commission to take two actions. One, to vacate a particular order, and two, to issue a new order with sufficient time between its issue date and its effective date to allow for the preparation and filing of an application for rehearing. The Commission clearly complied with the second part of this Court's order. It equally clearly failed to comply with the first part. It did not vacate its prior order.
Did you make your motion for rehearing within the time allotted for making a motion for rehearing? Does that stay, or do you have to seek a stay of the...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the beginning of the question.
If you had been able in that first case to make a motion for rehearing, would that have the effect of staying the rate that was set, or is that a separate order?
An application for rehearing by itself does not stay the application of an order. So there would have to be a separate action either by the Commission or by the Circuit Court that would stay the effectiveness of the order.
Would the order have been effective? Had there been no order for expedited treatment, the order would have been automatically effective within 30 days?
There's an allegation, an assertion by both the Commission and Empire that had the Commission not taken any action whatsoever, then the tariffs at issue would have gone into effect. In this case, it would have been January 27th of 2007. Mm-hmm. That may or may not be the case, but that's not the issue here, because, for one, the Commission did take an action. It tried to approve these tariffs on a more expedited basis.
If you're correct, that vacating the order means the order in effect didn't exist, and
right.
It's as if there were never an order,
right,
approving the tariffs and expediting them, then doesn't it leave us in that position?
It may, but that's not the question before the Court today.
Why not?
Because we haven't gotten to that point yet. When we get to the point where the Commission actually vacates its order, then I can make an argument about whether or not those tariffs would have gone into effect on January 27th, and the Commission can counter whether it believes that or not. But we haven't been able to get there.
The only issue you're raising is, was that order of any effect, or is it as if it never existed?
Exactly.
Is it void or voidable in effect time?
Exactly. In my opinion, when this Court ordered it vacated, it was ordering the Commission to destroy it and make it as though it had never happened. The Commission, quite contrary to that, said that order remains in full force and effect until the time that it's vacated.
They say they didn't do that. They said it has no effect, but we're reinstating it as of the date of January 1.
Well, if you bear me just 1 second, what the Commission said is until the December 29th, 2007 order, and they say 2007 even though it means 2006, order of the Commission is vacated, it remains in full force and effect.
So that's what they said. It was of effect for the year in between.
Exactly. They were saying from the time it was issued until the time a new order was issued, it remained in effect. My argument is that the word vacate doesn't allow for that. The word vacate means it was void ab initio, not voidable, not suspended, not something else, but void ab initio. That's not what they did. They held that it remained in effect from December 29th of 2006 until the new order went into effect on December 14th of 2007. So what we're here for, I want to make 2 points. One is that the Commission did not comply with the Court's order, and the second is that mandamus is the appropriate remedy to fix the Commission's failure to comply with the Court's order.
Well, what should we order in mandamus then? What should we order the Commission to do?
In mandamus, this time around, I think, and it does seem a little bit silly, but I think what I would like you to do is order them to actually do what you ordered them to do the first time, which is truly vacate the order. That is, hold that it has no effect and that it was not in effect from the time it was issued until a new order came out.
And then remand for them to determine what that means.
Right. After that point, we will probably end up in another court somewhere arguing about whether or not the file and suspend method means that some other tariffs went into effect at what particular time, whether there are refunds due. But none of those questions are here today. The question that's here today is whether or not what they did actually complied with this court's order to vacate.
So you're really asking us to make a legal declaration, the practical effects of which would be litigated elsewhere at another time.
Right.
Don't to order them to comply with our order.
Or in essence, to clarify, because
that vacating is void ab initio.
Right, and they may have some arguments that I haven't heard yet, that why they think what they did actually vacated the order. But from my perspective, it did not. And I think if you look at the common definitions of the word vacate, it's fairly clear. I mean, Blacks, all the cases we cited, even a normal dictionary says vacate means to destroy. It means it never happened. The point of vacating an order is to set the parties back where they were, as if the order had never existed. That's what we're seeking here. And the reason that mandamus is the appropriate remedy, and I can go through the Furlong criteria, but it's quite clear that I think almost by definition that a failure to comply with an earlier order of mandamus almost by definition will meet the Furlong criteria. The first question that the Furlong case would have this court look at is, will the writ sought compel the performance of a ministerial duty that one charged with the duty has refused to perform? In this case, yes, absolutely. The commission was required to vacate its December 29, 2006 order. That was a distinct, clear ministerial duty. The commission failed to perform that duty, holding instead that the December 29, 2006 order remains in full force and effect until some superseding order replaces it. Second, a writ of mandamus can only be issued to compel a party to act when it was his duty to act without it. Here, the commission had a duty to comply with the court's order to vacate its December 29, 2006 order. That duty exists independently of this writ. And this action seeks only to compel performance of that already existing duty. The third Furlong criteria is that it confers upon the party against whom it may be issued no new authority. In this case, this court ordered the commission to vacate its prior order. Doing it again would confer no new authority whatsoever. The fourth Furlong point is that the litigant seeking relief by mandamus must allege and prove that he has a clear, unequivocal, specific right to a thing claimed. Here, public counsel is seeking to enforce this court's order. In case number SC88390, the court granted that relief. All that we're seeking here is to have the relief enforced. It would confer upon public counsel no new specific right, and it is a right that public counsel has a clear and unequivocal right to. The fifth point is the litigant must show himself possessed of a clear and legal right to the remedy. Again, here we're seeking the court to enforce its own order. I don't think there's any doubt that we have a clear and legal right to that. The sixth and final point is that mandamus does not issue except in cases where the ministerial duty sought to be coerced is definite, arising under conditions admitted or approved by law. Again, we're simply seeking this court to enforce its own order. The conditions sought to be imposed are clear. They're imposed by law. In conclusion, and I think I'm going to take way less than my 12 minutes, and I hope that's all right. I can certainly go on more if you'd like me to, but I'd like to bring back to the two points. One, did the commission comply with this court's order? No, it did not. It held that the order was in effect for some extended period of time after it was issued until a new order replaced it. Two, does mandamus lie to fix that remedy? Yes, I think it clearly does. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel.
May it please the court. I'm Kevin Thompson, the general counsel of the PSC, and I'm here speaking on behalf of the PSC today. The PSC did comply with this court's order. In ordered paragraph number one of the order that it issued on December 4th of 2007, the commission said, the order granting expedited treatment and approving tariffs issued on December 29, 2006 is vacated. The commission thereby did exactly what this court told it to.
But the lengthy opinion that was part of that says that it was of effect during the year.
That's absolutely right. It does say
but
that.
But then it wasn't vacated. Doesn't vacated mean void ab initio? If you vacate it, it's vacated. It's not there.
I agree with that, Judge. What was the nature of their comment in the body of the order to the effect that the order was nonetheless in effect during that period? Did the commission have authority to say that? Was it simply dicta? I don't know. If it was dicta, then I don't think he gets any remedy, because I don't think mandamus lies to strip dicta out of an administrative order.
Well, if they're giving it effect during the year. That's not dicta. That's addressing a whole issue which is not before us on this appeal about what rates were in effect during that time. And so, I mean, it...
The word vacate's a verb. The verb to vacate means you...
I understand. And what the commission did in its order is what's in the two ordered paragraphs. What the commission said in the text in getting there, I suggest to you...
That's your argument, that even though that we should look at what's up here and not what's here? They said vacate, even though they said that means that it's still in effect. We should ignore that and give our meaning to vacate and not their meaning?
I think that's absolutely right. They were trying to give some guidance to interested parties as to what happens with the tariffs. What happens with all the money that's been collected?
But despite the verbiage, in effect, it stayed in effect. The tariff.
I believe they do stay in effect. That's correct.
But vacate means void as if the ab initio, as if it never existed.
And then there's a separate issue of with that vacated, what tariffs were in effect, what law applies. That's not before us.
Absolutely.
But
the commission was concerned with that.
That order puts it in effect.
Your argument is contrary to the general concept that we interpret the meaning of documents by looking at the four corners, and that we read and interpret things in the context of the entirety of the document. And in the entirety of the document, doesn't that demonstrate to us that their intent is contrary to your argument today?
Well, that's certainly a permissible view, Judge. I don't think that's the correct view, but it's a permissible one. What the commission said in its ordered paragraph is that the order's vacated. The commission also offered some speculation as to what the effect of that was on the period between January 1 and December 14th when this second order
but
was
going into
effect.
But it was the effect of that order on that period that they were speculating on. And if it's vacated, there's no order to speculate about.
That's true. I think we complied. Let me give you what I think might be helpful. Let's say he wins today, right? What does the commission's new order that you're going to tell them to issue, what would
it
look like?
We're telling them to vacate something. We're not. Okay, go ahead.
Right. But the commission then would issue an order that looked exactly like this other order, only without any gratuitous discussion of what the effect is. The commission, you recall State Tax Commission versus Administrative Hearing Commission, the PSC has no power to declare the law. The commission can't issue a declaratory judgment. They can't say what the effect of vacating that order is. That's for a court to say. I suggest to you that the part of the order that matters is the part that says that the order is vacated. That's the part that counts.
But in reality, they allow the tariff to stay in effect. So despite the verbiage used in their order, they did not obey with what our opinion required them to do.
Judge, I respectfully disagree because your mandate and your opinion said nothing about the tariffs. Tariffs and orders are two different things. In your mandate, in your opinion, you said the order was wrong, the order had to be vacated because of its timing. In your footnote 3 in your opinion, you said that you did not reach the issue of whether the tariffs were just and reasonable, and in your mandate and opinion, you didn't tell the commission to do anything with the tariffs.
But we did say this order has no effect on them. You're absolutely, of course, right that we didn't reach the substance of it, which is not briefed or argued, and whether there's some other authority for them, which opposing counsel recognizes. But just to say that we should ignore the fact that in the very order when they're saying they vacate it, they say, but it gave authority to give effect to the tariffs during this year, even though the meaning of vacate means it has no effect, is putting, I'm not sure I've ever heard the argument. I'm not sure how to characterize it.
Our language was we vacated the order granting expedited treatment and approving tariffs issued. So we were saying vacate the order that approved the tariffs issued.
Yes, Judge, that's
so
true.
So wouldn't that then, I mean, to me that means tariffs were not to issue.
I think it means the tariffs were certainly not approved by the order of December 29th, because it was gone.
Right.
And that means they certainly were not in effect as of January 1, 2007, because they hadn't been approved as of that date. My personal opinion is
in the absence of all of this, though, that there would be the tariffs stay in effect pending the motion for rehearing, right?
That's correct.
Well, they wouldn't be expedited.
They
would not go into effect pending. They certainly wouldn't go into effect on January 1,
which is
what they said. Because
they would have gone into effect January 27.
But that's not what they ordered. They ordered January 1, even in the new order.
That's what the order said in the body. I agree. The commission may have gotten that wrong. But if that's so, that's a matter for appeal, not for mandamus.
So what your real argument, as I understand it, is that public counsel will get more than what he deserved if we give a literal interpretation to vacate, because
that's exactly right.
Had there been a proper time for filing the motion for rehearing, the order stays in effect pending that.
That's correct, Judge.
No, but opposing counsel, because I asked that specific question, he said we are not reaching that issue. It goes back down, and the commission can decide. Address that issue. Did it automatically go into effect on the 27th of January, not the 1st, as it says? Did it not go into effect until our court's order? But those are not issues which are being addressed here. The issue here is its order was vacated. That means of no effect. And then whether there's other authority, like the automatic effect, is not something that's before us. We're just saying you've got to follow our mandate.
If that issue isn't here, then I don't understand why we're here.
Wait, you haven't been briefed. I think it's because your order didn't
make it. The order has language in it that I wish was not there. I agree with him and with you that language would better not have been in the order. Nonetheless, I do think, for all its faults and defects, the order did vacate the order it was told to vacate. What the legal effect of that is for another day and for someone other than the commission to say.
Yeah, here's my problem. It seems to me both of you are in agreement that vacation means it was void ab initio.
Yes, Judge.
Both of you agree there's at least a problem from January 21st to January 27th, although one might think that there's a $38 million problem for the rest of the time. But both of you are telling us that problem is not a problem here. So it doesn't seem to me like we have a controversy to decide unless we're deciding what happens between January 1 and 27th or the $38 million problem.
I agree with you completely. I think the commission did what the commission was told to do. And if they have a question as to what tariffs were in effect, they needed to raise that in a different way.
Well, your alternative argument could be that we really didn't mean what we said when we said vacate, which is something.
I think you meant exactly what you said, Judge. But I don't think you didn't say anything about the tariffs. That's why the commission included that language in the order, to give some guidance to some people like Empire who are very concerned about what happens with the tariffs.
But Judge Russell recited the order, which said the order and tariffs.
Order granting expedited treatment and approving tariffs issued on December 29th.
That's the title of the order you told us to get rid of. We got rid of that order, but tariffs and orders are on two different tracks.
We didn't address whether there's another authorization for the tariffs, but
exactly.
We did address that.
Yes, ma'am.
Authorization.
Now, where does this proceed to be litigated then? Where does the question that exists, the January 1 to January 27th question?
Interestingly enough, the amici in this case haven't been paying the new rates all through this time. So one place it could get raised is if Empire sues them for the money they haven't been paying.
Okay, so the industry hasn't. What about the common ratepayers?
The common ratepayers have been paying
their
bills.
They have been paying it.
That's correct.
Has that went into a receivership or been segregated out?
No, Judge. There's been no impoundment or segregation of those.
Is there a procedure now for that to be challenged in some place?
There will be eventually when the commission gets around to denying the applications for rehearing. The commission's yet to take those up.
The case was on appeal during that period. There were the writ, so everyone was aware the issue of the validity of that order was in question during this period.
That's correct.
Now, can I ask you just, if the industry hasn't been paying their rates on the increased amount, does that mean that it's really not $38 million in play here, or that Empire has not collected?
I don't think Empire has collected all the money that it's entitled to under those new tariffs.
Okay, I got it.
Thank you, Judge.
May I please court? My name is Diana Carter. I'm here on behalf of the company, And although public counsel seeks a writ to compel action by the commission, it is my client, it's Empire, it's the company certainly that would be most significantly impacted by any direction that you provide at the end of this proceeding. As stated in the reply brief and made very clear here today, public counsel wants you to direct the commission to vacate again that first tariff order by saying that it never had any effect or legal implication in any manner. And it's our position and why we wanted time to talk with you today that the subsequent vacation of that first tariff order could not turn back time. It already had a legal implication. And that's why it's our position that the commission could not say it never had any legal implication, because it already did.
But if it's void and without any legal authority, how can it have any legal effect?
Because it was in the past. It was before you issued your order. The filed rate doctrine, which we discussed at length in our brief, had already kicked in. Those were the filed and approved tariffs. And Empire, on January 1, long before the matter was first brought to you, started collecting money under their filed and what they believed
to
be lawful
rates. So you
say
it had an effect during the year period. It was only voidable and not void.
That by essence, because of the filed rate doctrine, the doctrine against retroactive rate making that this court established so clearly in Missouri because of a Missouri statute, yes, that no matter what is said on paper by the commission, they couldn't turn back time and take away all of that law that has existed throughout regulated utility law in Missouri.
So if they issued, not saying this was that, but say they issued a clearly illegal order, that would still be of effect for, if it took 2 years for the appeal, that would still be in effect during that time, and everybody would just follow it, and anything collected under it would be proper.
Well, that in fact is quite similar to the utility consumers case that this court decided back in 1979, where this court reversed.
They actually had to do a refund in that case.
Well, on a different issue, and I can grab that.
The sliding scale rates.
Yes, they held for two separate parts, the fuel adjustment clause and the tariff implementing that fuel adjustment clause, and then also a separate surcharge, which is the part that you are referencing. And the court made it very clear with regard to that fuel adjustment clause that the fuel adjustment clause at that time was unlawful,
right?
Plain and simple, not authorized by statute. And the court said, with regard to that provision, with regard to the fuel adjustment clause, the lawful rate is that fixed by the commission. And they noted that public counsel asked for a refund to determine the excess amount that was collected under the fuel adjustment clause deemed to be unlawful. The court held that the commission has the authority to determine the rate to be charged, and that requiring a creditor refund, again, the difference between that unlawful rate and what would have been a lawful rate, would be retroactive rate making and prohibited. They went on to explain that the company did not receive a windfall profit, even though it was a difference between what should have been in place, because those companies could have come back to the commission. They could have recovered those fuel costs in another manner, if not for the FAC. And they distinguish with regard to the surcharge. Thankfully, they use their own words here in the opinion, so I don't have to come up with my own on that. In a contrast to the fuel adjustment clause part where they said there could not be a refund even though it was unlawful, the utilities had no vested right in the monies collected under that surcharge. They were not collected under an established rate, which was later determined to have been allowed. They were never collected under a tariff. They weren't allowed by the tariff, that surcharge portion. Very distinguishable what we're talking about here, which is rates collected
now,
under the tariff.
Is the question of entitlement to a refund or for your collection of the rates from those who haven't paid, is that before us now?
Only indirectly.
Yeah, it isn't. Now, both of these gentlemen say this order was vacated. Now, they would say it's ab initio. You would agree that it's vacated, but maybe say there's a different meaning to it.
Because of utility context and the law that stands, that could not be abrogated by vacating the tariff order.
Now, is that an issue, the effect of a vacation of that previous order, an issue to be resolved in the rehearing and then subsequent proceedings before the PSC that are now in place?
It certainly could be. It's Empire's position that this portion of the writ proceeding is unnecessary. They had an opportunity to seek rehearing with regard to approval of the tariffs. all issues properly preserved with regard to those tariffs will now go up on judicial review pursuant to Chapter 386. That'll all be dealt with. What's here before you is what the Commission had to do to vacate. Did vacate mean declaring the order was of no effect, or did it mean that the Commission had to affirmatively state there was never any legal implication from that order? And that, it appears, is what public counsel is
saying. I guess, why should we get ahead of ourselves and make that determination in this proceeding? Why, if everybody's saying that order is vacated, why isn't this issue an issue for rehearing and then the subsequent determinations of who was entitled to rates?
I think it is. I think the order has already been vacated and that you need to take no further action in this matter. It's been vacated to the extent you asked. As was discussed earlier by both of them, you didn't say set aside tariffs. You made no statement regarding those underlying tariff rates, those tariff sheets, which are separate from the order approving the same. And I can't tell if that means I'm negative 2 minutes.
You're out of time. Thank you, counsel.
May it please the Court, just a few points in response. First, to that last point, I don't agree that the Commission's order vacated, that the Commission's December 4th, 2007 order vacated its December 29th, 2006 order. I mean, I've read the language from there. There's several other passages in the order that are all cited in the brief that point out where they explicitly said that this order remains, that the previous order remains in effect until it's vacated. There is one sentence that Mr. Thompson, opposing counsel, read that says the order is vacated. Most of the body of the order makes it quite clear that that was not the Commission's intent, that they meant something entirely different from vacate than the accepted definition. I can't say that I agree that that order was actually vacated. And yes, you're quite right. There was a provision for refunds in the UCCM case. The Court found that there were monies that were not validly collected under an approved tariff, and those monies were ordered refunded. That may be a question that arises later in this case, whether there were monies collected under validly approved tariffs, but that's really not the question here today.
How do you respond to the PSC saying that we did not vacate the actual tariff?
Tariffs themselves are really not vacated. They're either approved and go into effect, and hence they have the force and effect of law, or they are rejected or they're suspended. The Commission, in its order, which you all ordered vacated, approved those tariffs at a particular time. There is going to be a question later somewhere about what happens if that order is actually destroyed, whether those tariffs would have gone into effect on January 27th. The Commission, in its brief, asserts that they, in fact, went into effect on January 1st, despite the vacation.
Of course, that really doesn't give any time for your motion for rehearing, because...
Right.
Because then its effective date was before your motion for rehearing.
And one of the points that you raised is what if there's a patently illegal order? Say, for example, one of the commissioners held the other four at gunpoint. They issued an order. For some reason, it takes months to get through appeals. According to Empire's argument, there is no provision for refund. There's no way to turn back the clock and undo that illegal order.
But
you're powerless to address that.
But before us here is not that issue or the other issues, but simply this order didn't do it, whether something else did, the filed rate doctrine, some other doctrine,
right,
some other authority, the automatic effectiveness rule that's been discussed is just not before
yes.
us. This one didn't do it is all you're asking us to say.
The sole argument that I'm making is that when they said they vacated it, they didn't really mean it. They meant something else entirely.
Would there be anything wrong if we wrote an opinion that said this matter is controlled by Buchanan versus Cabinets, and in Buchanan it said the general rule is when an order or judgment is vacated, the previously existing status is restored, situation is made as the same as though the order or judgment had never been made, the matters in controversy, the $38 million or whatever, are left open for future determination.
And I think
and that's it.
I think if you said one thing slightly more than that, which is that notwithstanding other language in the Commission's order of December 4th, 2007, that seemed to the contrary, that's what this Court meant by vacate and that's the effect of its vacation, then I think I would agree with you. That's really all I'm seeking. And I believe my time is about up.
And the red blinking light means your time is up also. Thank you very much.
Thank you.